Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm all right. Can't complain, you know how it goes. January, wow, tough January in Zimbabwe. Honestly, we're losing so many people. And right now, it's just hope that's guiding us. But yeah, it's been tough. So if you're out there, stay safe, mask up, sanitize, social distance, do what you have to, and protect yourself and others as well. Otherwise, do head over to the website, motomotomusic.com, and check out more podcasts. Yeah, more episodes. And also, top right-hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. It'll be amazing if you could donate. And that's how the podcast keeps going.
The latest African album review is...
Flavor is a celebrated Igbo highlife singer, songwriter from Nigeria, best known for his hit song Noa Baby, a shower remix, which, I mean, yeah, it's one of the biggest songs to ever come out of Africa over the last, I don't know, 10 years or so. Today, I will be reviewing his latest album titled Flavor of Africa. Flavor of Africa was released on December 4, 2020 under Tonight Music Group. It has 15 tracks, 55-minute runtime, 8 features, and production credits go to Mastercraft and Rotimi Keys mainly for a number of songs, with a star-studded cast besides the two, such as Cobhams, Marvio, Spax, DJ Tunes, and more.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The opening track shocked me as much as it blew me away. Imagine a live soft rock sound mixed with a pentatonic African guitar rhythm, sung beautifully, mixing English and some Afrocentric harmonies. The sound is actually more like modern day Pentecostal churches in the mold of Hillsong praise and worship. And brah, it was the ultimate mindfuck, in a good way. It comes as no surprise that he began his musical career as a drummer for a local church in Nigeria, and you get the exact same sound and feel on the song Product of Grace, which is also on this album. Good Woman, which is the second track on this project, was far more flavor-like than the opening track. This was the flavor I was expecting, and he came early, so I guess that worked out. Soft two-step highlife Afropop sound, which honestly Flavor owns pretty much, and any generation could vibe to it for real. There's plenty of songs like this on this album, such as Beer Parlor Discussions, and I mentioned that one just because the title is, come on, Beer Parlor Discussions. And that's a song title, man. Crazy, but awesome. Flavor did well on the slow, smooth Omotemi, which boasts clean guitar riffs and some exceptional keys. Compared to, I guess, maybe other songs, it's really slow. It is also accompanied by strings that just, they draw you in, man. They draw you in. And Flavor himself does a phenomenal job vocally to mesh well with the music. Having said that, Flavor is not all slow, Afrocentric, guitar-dominant songs. He shows up with some wonderful mid- to up-tempo Ndombolo-infused numbers, such as Burna, which features the Congolese legend Fally Ipupa and techno. This song is such a vibe and showcases what's amazing about African music, especially when artists from different countries collabo. Oh man, it just sounds so good. I do tip this to have a video sometime this year, hopefully. I hope he's working on it, because I think it's got everything to become a big hit. And because it's already done wonderful numbers on YouTube without a video, it's just the audio track, and on Spotify as well. Flavor hit the right chord on the song Looking Yansh, which will take you back to his monster hit Noir Baby, with that bouncy highlife sound which really transcends the generational divide. And he keeps it fresh lyrically by doing what he knows best, provoking your intellect with clever suggestive lines. This song is all about booty, and he ends it by saying all nyash matters. Clever play on the whole BLM movement right now. And this one has a video on YouTube, and same as the song Doings, which he did with fellow Nigerian star Finno, it also has a video, so check those out.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The themes you find on Flavor of Africa are treating your woman well, enjoying love, appreciating your blessings, praise and worship, love and relationships in general, loyalty among friends, humility. So he covers a whole host of topics. The sequencing was one of the most interesting I've actually come across. The slotting in of distinct gospel songs at the start and middle is a bold move, but resonates perfectly with who many Africans are. We like the mood and the vibe, so, you know, we can get down to some of the other tracks, but we also go back to Christianity and enjoy the praise and worship too. So it's genius level to translate that on an album. The guitar deserves a special mention on this project. It's by no means an acoustic project, however, the guitar is really prominent, I think, across all the songs and is utilized expertly from track to track. If I were to change something about Flavor of Africa, maybe I'd remove the skit that's on there, but it's not a hill to die on. The project is extremely solid and it's top tier stuff.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Flavor is one of the most consistent artists on the continent by a long shot. He might not get the same mentions as the WizKids, Burna Boys and Davidos of this world, but that's mostly because his pocket is far more niche in the Igbo highlife lane, with a little bit of Afro pop and, you know, maybe a little bit of Afro beats in there as well. He does dabble in some of those other genres, but his level remains unique and very distinct and different, especially as a visible artist across the world for his chosen genres. He's like, you know, upper echelon. He is even more interesting because he's revered as a gospel praise singer. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe I didn't really know that side of him up until this album. But yeah, he's actually considered, you know, a gospel praise singer. This makes him a highly multifaceted and respected musician all around. Flavor is a make hay while sun shines kind of guy, as far as I can see. Every year he piggybacks off the hit Noir Baby, and on Flavor of Africa he has an Ashao remix there called Sour Sour, featuring legendary dancehall artist Beanie Man. Thing is, he keeps you going back to that hit, and it will remain his defining career song, which without a doubt, I don't think you'll ever top that song. But he does not make you forget it, so just to see that he's still doing this so many years later, I think it's just amazing. If I were to pick some favorite songs from this album, Burna, Good Woman, Beer Parlor Discussions, Odoyewu, Bestie featuring Lady Gaga, which is like, I think the last song on the album is pretty good. Looking Yash, Egundioma, yeah, there's maybe about 8 to 10 tracks that I would say, hey, you know what, these are awesome. All in all, Flavor of Africa is, you know, great. It's a beautifully crafted body of work that truly encapsulates Flavor as a musician and songwriter. Igbo highlife lovers are in for a treat. This album covers you in entirety. There's enough fusion of other genres as well, such as Afropop and Afrobeats, so that lovers of those genres can actually come away with two or three tracks from Flavor that they would enjoy. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omotosun of Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.